Elon Musk's Doge targets child support database. Guys, I'm down for that. Absolutely. Fix it. Fix it now. All right. I'm also super down for, let's say, paternity test at birth, being the fact that they're not, you know, there are many more men that think that they are the kids' fathers that actually are the kids' fathers, right? So there's a lot of, you know, scammery going on in this system that has the ability to, you know, in a very major way, only, let's say, affect men in massive ways. There are some women, don't get me wrong here, but mostly men, right? So let's see where this goes, guys. See where it takes us. This is a suggestion via Discord, guys. Oh, I'm sure you're happy, bro. You made it. Okay, copyright. All right, he's happy.
This is a day we must rejoice. This is a day that will live on in infamy. This is the day that I found out.
Yeah. You did it, bro.
Government excessive
respect,
spending.
Respect.
Yeah, Doge is going no more child support child bills.
All right.
Elon.
I'm down.
Elon, I knew it. Elon,
fix
I
fuck it.
With you, man. Doge going off child support.
Copyright. Okay, so a lot of men, you know, super happy that they're paid for the child support for as long as they possibly had to, let's say. And other kids are grown, guys. I love the fact that this is the thing that's happening for these guys, right? Absolutely.
Now, I truly don't think it's time that men start taking the victory lap yet, but I think we may be itching a bit closer to having that victory lap. And just so we let the haters know right away that this is not clickbait, we have reports from the Washington Post and the Daily Mail that DHS Robert F. K. Jr. have given Doge Elon Musk access to child support database information. Now they only have access to it to just read it. They can't change anything yet, but I do think this is a step in the right direction.
It is March 8th, 2025, and Elon Musk and Doge have gained access to a sensitive child support database. Career officials tried to stop it, but were unsuccessful. But the Department of Health and Human Services did say they only had read access to the Administration for Children and Families run federal parent locator system, which contains sensitive information such as income and federal benefits for nearly every U.S. worker.
It is being reported that RFK Jr. has given Elon Musk and his Doge team access to child support records.
I like it.
For years and years, I have spoken on child support, how I feel like it's not the greatest program for some women or men. I feel like if you lay down and you have a baby with someone, you should be able to come to common grounds. But I do understand that there's some situations to where that can happen. One person is being a dick. Okay. And they just don't want to cooperate. So I understand.
Right. Normally the other half of parental alienation. But I mean, I guess that's just my personal experience. But either way.
The meaning of child support. But I don't feel like that's everyone's situation. And one thing that I don't like about child support is how they make women who get government assistance put their baby daddy on child support in order for them to get the help they need as far as food stamps, utility assistance, etc. They make these women put their child's father on child support, and then they take the rest of the money. So say, for instance, your child's father has to pay you $1,000 a month, but they're only giving you $400 in food stamps and $200 in utility assistance. Well, where did the other $400 go, you might ask?
Oh, that's gone.
It goes to other women whose baby daddies ain't paying shit. Does that make sense to you guys?
No, it's a crooked system.
Musk himself is a father of at least 14 children with at least four women, and has been embroiled in his own child support and custody cases. Okay. It was reported that he forced his child support and custody case to be heard in Texas, for instance, with Grimes, because Texas has a state-mandated maximum child support amount.
And that's a good thing. I think every single state should have that.
So it is reported that Texas has a maximum allowable amount of $1,840 for one child.
Okay.
$2,300 for two children, $2,760 for three children, and so on. So clearly he's not paying very much to Grimes for the I think, 3 children that they have together. Okay. But who knows what Doge wants with this system?
Hopefully he absolutely obliterates it. And definitely hopefully that he goes in really hard in this instance in making that specific thing probably lower, obviously, right? But make it so not a single state, if they're going to completely price gouge the father, knowing specifically that they're going to take a gigantic cut from it. Do that. That's smart. I like that idea. That's really smart.
I guess it does have a ton of information in it. But, you know, conflicts of interest all over the place for sure.
I love it for him. Somehow you convinced yourself that everything Elon and Doge/Dodge is doing is really to like save money and find cut, you know, places to cut. Which, by the way, is just bullshit, because that's not the way you look at organizations to find waste and how to cut it. Okay.
Okay. Sure, why not?
You can't believe that accessing like the child support database is going to be a place to be looking. You have to, right? You have to, by the time, because that was yesterday, that they got to the child support database, realize that it's not about cutting, right? It's about getting information and data.
Okay.
Can we all agree that you're not going to find waste in spending and child support? And they're,
I can find probably a lot of it. Let me look.
Definitely not going after deadbeat dads.
Oh, so this is like a, okay.
I don't know, Elon, maybe.
I get her motives.
It would be number one, isn't he? Like, doesn't he have a kid or multiple kids that he's not even acknowledging? But seriously, child support.
I get her motives completely.
Database. They're going to cut spending in child support database. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. I see everybody talking about the fact that Elon is trying to get in there to help his own situation out. And that's actually something that I like about lawmakers or people who can change policies. Not that Elon is a lawmaker or a senator, and not that he shouldn't be paying for his 14 kids that he produced. But I will vote for politicians who have normal guy problems. I like lawmakers who can relate a bit. And Trump has been through a couple of divorces, so people like voting for people they can relate to. I mean, I think if I was an unmarried African billionaire, I would probably have a couple of baby mamas too. I gotta be honest.
If there's ever been a point in time where we have hope that there will be change in child support and child custody laws in our country, now is the time, and it is thanks to Doge. According to this article released today, Doge is going after the child support data and the income data associated with it and looking into Title D4.
Okay, what is
that? Donald Trump and Elon Musk are on the child support racket that's going on in this country, and they're investigating it.
I'm down for it.
And we're going to probably see some changes coming in the very near future.
Clap it up, guys.
This is exciting, exciting news. I mean, honestly, it might be the best news that I have heard in a long time. And Mark Ludwig, that has been a longtime lobbyist and advocate in the father's rights space, is running a Facebook Live where he's going to talk about his meeting with Doge, what went on, what was discussed, and what maybe the path is forward.
Father's rights?
But Doge is looking into the child support income data as we speak.
Do that immediately.
The Washington Post reports that the Department of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr., has granted Doge and Elon access to the child support database. There is literally no reason why Doge would need that.
Oh, yeah?
It is not government overspending.
I'm going to forecast that she only cares because it affects women.
It is not government waste. These are court-ordered child support agreements that come through via, you know, your payroll taxes or whatever. Absolutely no reason for it. People should really be caring about that. That is an absolute invasion. And
of whose
it goes
privacy?
Back to like a couple weeks ago. They want to go after child support and even having to pay it. It is pretty clear that that's a goal of theirs, and also to go after no-fault divorce.
Oh, most definitely.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, both of those. Absolutely. What are you talking about?
After they fix a lot of the divorce laws, they have to move on to no-fault divorces and just women being able to run roughshod over men in divorce courts.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you now. If Donald Trump and Elon Musk do an audit for the child support building in all states, oh, wow. You're going to see so many happy men out here. It's not going to make no sense. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about the remaining men that are basically left in the Democrat Party. They're going to run. All right. I'm telling you. All right. Because the Democrat Party basically only wants that. They only care about what things that basically benefit one specific gender, it seems.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, every man in America is going to love Elon Musk and Donald J. Trump if they audit the child support building. I'm trying to tell you.
Now, y'all know I'm going to have a thing or two to say about this topic right here. Come on, Simple Little T with AT. Let's talk about it. So, Doge now has access to Child Support Enforcement Service database. You heard what I said. Child Support Enforcement Database.
Right.
Why would a man that has Elon Musk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 kids himself?
Because he understands that that most likely could end up being a racket pretty fast. And the amount of money that some fathers are being forced to pay, at least, greatly exceed the actual benefit of the child on a monthly basis. That could probably be it. Probably be it, guys. I mean, but either way. The funds are being used for some other baby. There are issues here.
Access to child enforcement services. Let me tell you what you should do, Elon, if this makes it your way. You're wondering why y'all budget is so high, especially down here in these southern states. So many single parents. I'm not going to say just mothers, because they got just as well as they got deadbeat mothers and got deadbeat fathers. Okay? Let's talk about it. So many people is on WIC and food stamps and Section 8 and public housing and all these other things. If y'all made two parents be held just responsible, I'm not talking about these two family homes. I'm talking about when it's left for one parent to do on to take on that role by themselves, meaning they have to solely provide for their child by itself, because either the mother or the father doesn't have a job on child support and the payments ain't doing nothing but adding up. They $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in the rear and child support. Oh, the child will get it when they file their taxes. How they gonna file a tax when most of them don't even have a job, point blank, period? So all it does is just add up until the child ages out at 18, and they may get a little Social Security, little payments from the Social Security when their daddy old enough, if he has a daddy or mama, if he or she is even old enough or hadn't paid in enough money to even receive the Social Security. Come on, if y'all gonna do y'all research on that and see how many parents are actually having to raise their children by themselves, y'all will see where a whole lot of that budget is going for. Why so many parents got their children on Medicaid, food stamps, Section 8 and all that. They can't make it by themselves.
That's not how that works, but okay.
Them by themselves because another parent has disappeared. Make them liable. Bring two parents back into a household. Make two parents be held liable for these children, and watch their budget will get a whole lot bigger.
I thought
so. Basically, what she's saying here is that get rid of no-fault divorces. That basically, you know, benefits specifically like one group of the marriage. Let's say one side of it more than others. Get rid of all the other programs and other things that allow for people to start families and then understand that they have somewhat of a safety net. I hear what you're saying, but you just named a whole lot of the social nets that are in place to basically aid with keeping people single, right? That's what you just said, all right? There's not a single bit of benefit in having a kid with someone and leaving, all right? And if you make that easy, then they're going to choose that option so they can have more babies with more people and do this to more men, right? I hear you, but, you know, keep making excuses, I guess.
Parents be held liable for these children.
That hair is crazy.
And watch their budget will get a whole lot bigger.
I thought Auntie was going to send that a whole nother way, but she actually kept it real. Hold both parents responsible, just not the man.
All fathers and mothers who deal with child support, we need Elon. Y'all help me out.
Okay.
We got to get this to Elon. If he can shut down the USAID and they can shut down the Department of Education. If they can do all that in 5 days and less and find all this corruption, I know they can find corruption in the child support system.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt. So I don't always keep up with my child support. I just don't. I don't ever know when he's paid or don't paid. And it's not that I don't need the money, because I do, but I don't depend on it because he is so inconsistent. He'll go, you know, 3 months and wait right till that 90-day mark and then pay it so he doesn't get his license suspended. Well, there was a little happening back in October, and he got upset because she chose her brother over him because he is a deadbeat dad. And I mean deadbeat emotionally. He pays the child support, but he has nothing to do with my child. Nothing.
Okay.
His child. I wish that he wouldn't pay the child support and be a good dad. That's what I wish. But that's not going to happen because he hates me too much. Fast forward.
I wonder why.
He's broke my daughter's heart and she chose her brother. I called the number the other day and he is thousands behind. And I did not realize this. That's how much I've stayed on top of this. And like I said, I do need the money. And I know this has happened to a lot of y'all, but it's on a debit card and you have to call an 800 number. And I'll just forget about it. It stays in the back of my wallet and I just forget about it. Thousands behind. So I call my caseworker and they had to call me back like they always do. You know, they have to put in a message. You have to call the 800 number and tell the person at the 800 number, can you please get my caseworker to call me? Then your caseworker has to call you, and it's not my caseworker. It's some girl. She did not even tell me her name, and she was super rude. I'm like, okay, it's been over 90 days. I need his license suspended now. She said it would take 2 months.
Imagine someone having like that type of power over you, right? That obviously, well, listening to her speak, she doesn't like him the same way that he doesn't like her. But imagine someone having that type of power to be able to, you know, call, make calls, and have your license suspended. I do understand that he's waited 90 days. The fact that he's not taking care of his kid is absolutely reprehensible. But again, if you suspend his license, then how is he to make money to pay it in the first place? Similar to when you hear people going to jail for child support, it's kind of the same level of ridiculousness. How are you expecting to make money? How?
2 months. 2 months to get a letter
out. You said that.
To get that done. How is that system that messed up? How is that system that messed up? If I want to file papers, I mean, like, if I'm riding down the road drunk and I get a DUI, guess what? I lose my license right then. Right then. Like, I can't drive. I'm in jail. I don't have my license.
How
does it take 2 months for them to get one letter, one document to the driver's license place, wherever that is? Elon, can you please help with this? That is in Louisiana. That is in the state of Louisiana. And it is absolutely absurd.
Yes, ma'am. Hopefully Elon do something so his license can be suspended right away. Man, we know the whole family court system need to be rehauled. And one of the changes that I do want to see happen is the child support actually goes to the child.
Absolutely.
We see a lot of times where there's a lot of politicians, there's a lot of state employees, there's a lot of judges, attorneys. They also collect money from the court fees, and that's why they take advantage of these men. That's why they enforce laws as far as, you know, the guy don't make the child support payment, he can possibly lose his license or go to jail. These things are enforced in these family courts because these family courts are paid through that man making those child support payments. I want to see a change in that. And I also want to see a change where we have men out here who are paying child support for a child that's not even theirs. And he's proven to the courts that he's not the father. But
yeah, but let me guess, he signed the birth certificate.
Guess what? He still got to make those child support payments on a child that's not even his. And hopefully while Elon and Trump is at this, hopefully they will make it mandatory that if there's no DNA test done at birth, there should be no child support issued.
This, I back that 100%. I think most men actually would, but it doesn't really benefit women, so the Democrat Party are basically not going to push it.
This is the small stuff that would definitely help men not get abused in these family courtroom systems. And like I said earlier, the next thing Elon need to do is pull up the divorce laws and let's destroy this whole alimony payment system. That's all I got in this video.
Yeah.
You guys drop a comment down below.
Well, okay, hold on. Destroy the alimony. Destroy the alimony? I think, under very special circumstances, alimony is completely fine, right? So like, for example, if you marry a woman and that woman was basically working, but then she decided to stop working to take care of the, or maybe she didn't decide, but you mutually decided that you were going to start a family and she was going to basically stay home because you're making enough money, but now she hasn't worked for 2 decades, right? I think in scenarios like this, it may actually be like a legitimate thing, but I do not think that it should be as high as some of them are. It should probably be the bare minimum of what, for example, if you're making, I don't know, $100,000 a year and your wife doesn't work, I think it definitely needs to be very fair. Absolutely very, very fair with what you actually give her to help her start her life back. Let's say if she does decide to divorce you. I definitely don't think no fault divorces should be a thing at all. I think it needs to be proven. There needs to be a reason why. If you go into business, signing a contract with someone, marriage license, etc. I think that a deletion of said contract should not be as easy as I'm bored. I want to change my. I want to. I don't know. I'm bored. This marriage has run its course. This business deal has run its course. So let's. I want to go ahead and leave, and then I still want half of the man's income. That type of thing is not like an okay thing. Alimony should definitely be looked at. I definitely believe that also child support should be looked at heavily. In terms of like my situation, I was never put on child support, but we made sure that every single thing was basically taken care of, for my kids, right? So everything was basically out of court. Why involve the court in something like that? Unless you have to, but don't get me wrong. There are obviously certain circumstances where you're running into people who are legitimately just not interested in taking care of their kids. And I think you should basically, throw the book at them in those contexts here. What type of man are you to not want to raise your children? Don't get me wrong here. Again, I'm fully aware of parental alienation. That's exactly what I've been going through for about 17 years with my kid's mother, right? So I understand that. I understand the whole concept of parental alienation. I do not think that this is an acceptable thing. But at the end of the day, be a man, take care of your kids. So just keep that in mind here. I think this whole system needs to be completely fixed. Also, family court, look into that immediately. It makes no sense that the mother should be immediately considered the full custodian, basically. And that doesn't make any sense because there are definitely some fathers who only want to see the best for them. And if we go off of all of the statistics online, you'll start to realize instantly that it really does not benefit the child to be in a household with mother by themselves, guys. All right. Single father households are generally much more successful than single mother households. So keep that in mind when I'm saying these things. All right. I understand all of the angles of this. I've kind of been through a good amount of them, let's say. But all of this needs to be checked out. All right. I don't know exactly what Doge is going to do. Elon Musk has 14 children. Of course he cares about this. Most men care about this. Right. And I didn't see many men surprised that Elon Musk was talking about it. Right. All I see are the women who are basically the beneficiaries mainly of child support complaining that Elon Musk may be interested in looking at it. Right. That's all I saw here. But all right, there was like one sane woman here. Okay, and she seems to pop up in a lot of these videos you sent me. I'm absolutely shocked and appalled, right? But either way, listen, you guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Let me know in the comments what you guys think. What are the other programs that you think personally that those should be looking into? I do think that anything family court related, child support related, alimony related, I think no fault divorces should absolutely be wiped out completely. They shouldn't exist. Along with the fact that 1 out of 3 men fathers of the children that they think they're having. 1 out of 3, guys. Okay. 33% of the men that are walking into the hospital, bro, thinking that their girlfriend or fiance or wife is having their baby is the father. 33% of them. The rest of them. Okay, we have a problem here, all right? Paternity fraud is absolutely rampant, and it's been running rampant because the Democrat Party really does not want to do anything about it. They just continue to promote all the things that do not benefit anyone else except for women. That's the reason why a lot of men have just completely walked away from the Democrat Party. It does not benefit you to specifically adhere deeply to things that don't benefit you. But either way, continue on, guys. You guys all have an absolutely amazing day. Enjoy your day thoroughly.